with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A winter storm will be heading up the East Coast. Meteorologist Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says areas above Pennsylvania will see the most snow from the coming storm.
Now, for the interior locations, so generally from northeast Pennsylvania, upstate New York, the Catskills, into central New England, there could be a period of heavy snow with snowfall rates over an inch in an hour at times, and this will be occurring generally during the afternoon and evening hours across the northeast. But the storm system will be moving fast, and by Wednesday morning, it will be clear in the area, so the impacts will be diminished in terms of time. So expectations are for 6 to 10 inches.
8 inches of snow was reported at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport yesterday, a record. First Lady Melania Trump has decorated the White House for the holidays, and her theme is Home is Where the Heart Is. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The First Lady unveiled the Christmas decor after several volunteer decorators from across the country helped deck the halls of the Executive Mansion over the past week. This year, there are 51 Christmas trees on display, plus 75 wreaths, more than 2,000 strands of lights, and over 25,000 feet of ribbon. Public tours this holiday season will be shorter than in past years because the East Wing was demolished to make way for a new ballroom, which is under construction. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The White House says a Navy admiral ordered a second strike on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean Sea and insists the September attack that has come under bipartisan scrutiny was lawful. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 427 points, the Nasdaq dropped 89. This is SRN News. The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The practice is already surging in the small country, with 10,000 people electing to take their own life last year, accounting for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor examine the individual. Critics point out that many younger people are now killing themselves in the Netherlands with prescription drugs, and most cite psychological discomfort. Michael Harrington reporting.
Taking a look at other news, Hong Kong authorities are pointing to likely flammable materials in the investigation of last week's blaze, which claimed at least 151 lives. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters. Hong Kong authorities are pointing to likely flammable materials in their investigation of last week's blaze, which claimed at least 151 lives.
Hong Kong resident Lian Shusheng told the AP the fire is a wake-up call to all residents that live in high-rise buildings especially. Authorities are investigating possible fire code violations at the buildings, which were under renovation. The fire started on the lower-level plastic nylon netting covering bamboo scaffolding around one building. It then spread to nearby buildings through the flammable foam panels on the building windows, until 7 of 8 buildings in the complex were ablaze. Hong Kong's anti-corruption agency has arrested 14 people, while authorities have acted swiftly to stifle criticism. I'm Karen Shamas.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.